Hi there, and welcome to another episode of The Rising Tide. Today, it is a different podcast as I have a friend of mine, Natalia, coming and join and talking to us about support and what does that look like as support shows in many, many different ways in our lives. So straight into the conversation.
Hey,
Tara. Hey, Natalia. Nice for joining.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm really glad to be here with you and talk about this very important subject. As we all know, I think it's really, really hard to build something on your own. So we need some type of support to reach the big goals.
Yes.
And it's extremely important on any level. And if you're thinking about personal life and about your business, we all need this words of encouragement from time to time.
Yes, we do. We forget about it. And I just wanted to say as well, it's how we reconnected, because our paths have come like over back and forth over many years, but I think it was 3 or 4 years ago now. I don't exactly know how it happened, but your birthday was coming up. I didn't know you so well then, and I asked your husband, what did you do? What were you into? And you were starting to get into podcasting, and I was listening to a lot of podcasts, and I made a massive list of like, hey, this is how to start podcasts, and I gave that.
Yes. Yeah.
And then from then on, I was starting my own thing, and I was like, okay, I need some people who are building something together to talk about this because I'm lost and I don't know what to do. So I was like, yes, let's come together. So yes, that is very true. Support and having people to share it with us on the journey. So question is, what are moments in your life where somebody has shown up for you in a supportive way that just felt, I needed this? It can be big, small. It can be an action, it could be a moment of saying, like, what comes to your mind?
That's very nice question. And I think, you know, well, I knew what we were going to talk about. And I wanted to actually go back to this very recent history of who helped me to shape Arta, which is my company. But actually, as you were literally now asking the question, the first thing which came to my mind was my mom. My mom was, and my dad as well. So my parents, they obviously, like as every parent, they want to help. But I think my parents are kind of extraordinary. In point of that, they always encourage me to try new things and not to be afraid of failing. And the amount of things which my parents showed me, and this support which I always had, like whatever I was doing, I would say my big passion when I was young was horse riding, and I'm not made for horse riding because I am too tall. So basically it's the only sport I think which I know that actually when you are tall it's worst, because you're like, how you like, especially when you're doing show jumping, like it's all about the balance, and you're losing balance if you are taller, a bit fast, like you are a bit worse than someone who's shorter. But they were always supporting me, they were always taking me to my trainings, they were always coming for my competitions, and I love it so much. And even if I didn't win or I wasn't even like in the top 10, they were always there, and they were always taking pictures, and when I was falling from the horse I also have the pictures too, so I can remember about that. And yeah, this that was definitely, you know, the biggest inspiration for me to be like my parents. And for me, it's like what I learned from those experiences, like when someone's kind to you, you should give it back to people. So I also trying to be kind to people and also support them as much as I can. And I think this is always going back to you sooner or later. So my parents were number one. Now, 3 years ago, I started my company, and it's a, for now it's one man company still.
Woman.
It's a
sorry.
Yeah. Woman. Exactly. One human being company. It grew a lot and I learned a lot over the time, but it would not be possible if not my husband, who was always there for me. And I remember the first year I started from the podcast to kind of start to connect with my clients and also people who I'm working with, so artists.
I just want, sorry, just to give a bit of background. So you are working as an art consultant in
Correct.
Hong Kong. So clients, the buyers of the art, and then the artists, so putting the connections together, just so that a bit of background.
Yes. And the first, you know, the first half a year of doing so, it was quite tough because basically you're starting from zero, you have so much to learn, but the business as well, and I didn't want it to make it a hobby. I quit my corporate job to start my own business. So so it was really hard, and I remember one dinner when my husband came, and he knew that I like this artist a lot, and he brought me this beautiful painting, and he said in the note, I really believe in you, you can do it, you can be great at it, and yeah, you are a star. Back then I didn't achieve yet anything, but I just started to cry, I feel so emotional, I felt like, oh, he believes in me so much, he's like, and he listens what I'm talking about, and it's just forced me to, like, now I need to show him that I can, like, it, and it just, this moment when he showed me, I believe in you, gave me this super motivation of like, I'm going to make it happen, and from then on, it started to be a business, and it started to have more and more clients and more artists, and soon enough I become a curator, I started to do my exhibitions, and it all was like a snowball. Like, once it started from this moment when I felt that I have this one person who believes in me and I wanted to show him that yes, I can do it, and it just gave me this strength to like really try and go for it and go for it, and basically it happened. So yeah, definitely my husband Ricardo, it's a big part of Arta, the company, and it's, if not him, I don't think it will happen.
Yeah, I just wanted, if it's possible, to have a picture of that artwork, and I can put it on the show notes as well.
Yeah,
and share it, which is like, and one thing that comes up as well in what you just said is belief before you achieve it. So having people around you, because I mean, I've been along this journey, we've shared a lot of things together, and you doubt yourself. You doubt yourself over and over on a regular basis. And finding belief within yourself, to believe in yourself, is hard in one thing. And having people from outside being able to be that truthful mirror saying, stop downsizing you, or just even believing in you before you even start that journey. But it attracts everything else. It's like, yes, I can do this. I can move forward. Mm. And so that's, I just wanted to point out, because a lot of times, like, I've got to see it before I believe it. But the thing is, when you see people making it, it's just they've been believing it since they made their mind up to do it. And then it's happened. It's not the other way around.
Yeah.
And having external people believing in you is a superpower.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And of course, and you know, I'm saying that, you know, as a company, it's for now, it's only me. So I'm doing a lot of different things, from everything what you can imagine, from accounting to sales, marketing, all these elements which you need to have a successful business. And I'm actually always working with so many people. I'm working with super talented artists who are, of course, doing incredible things. I'm working with different gallerists of curating shows. So it's always a team. And when you are going somewhere, there's this mutual trust that we can do job, and you are always working with team of professionals. So once you are there, like, you want to gain their trust by working extra hard. And I think this is the most important for me as well. It's the thought that you cannot do everything yourself. Like, you need to have the team around you who believes in you, and you believe in the team, and it needs to have this trust, and the trust is so important with whatever we do. So
sorry, just one thing. Can I switch this off? It's humming.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Sure, sure.
Is that here?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Cool. Sorry. No worries. And yeah, the team aspects and the trust is how did you, there's a back thought behind this, but how did you go about to trusting people and to reach out to other people? I know you, in your work, you need to collaborate with others because you sell the artworks from the artist to the client. So there is a collaboration to start with. But how did you build that trust and pick the people to work with?
I think, you know, initially you need to try. Like, the point is, like, if you were trying to find like Leonardo DiCaprio to work with the first thing, it may not happen. Like, you are not going, like, you're just going around and see who fits to your personality.
Okay. Sorry, my bad. Sorry. Yes.
No worries. Let me start the thoughts from the beginning.
Not
really. I actually didn't start really well on that. What I want to say.
You're fine. So we're not perfect. We're humans.
Yeah. So how we. So starting.
How to try. So I'll rephrase the question.
Yes.
How did you find the people to work with, and how did you build the trust with them?
So basically, you know, I actually, podcast was a great way for me personally to find people who I later on engage, and I start to make conversations and kind of trying to connect and see how we can collaborate in different fronts. And podcast was really great because then you are asking so many questions, not only business related but also personal, because the story, it's like, when you want to understand someone, you need to understand both sides, where they are coming from. And it's usually like, it just that when you are talking to hundreds of people, you will find two or three or five who you will work in the long term. So it's basically like to try out, to try to collaborate, see how this work. If it's working, you're extending it.
Mm-hmm.
And you are doing more projects, and that's how I like to work. I'm like, you need to believe, once you start, like, once you decide, oh, I want to collaborate, you need to believe that that's the right person, and also push them. So it's, I think being in a collaboration is that you both creating those energies and trying to bring up, you know, the speed and trying to motivate the other person. Because I mean, creating art shows, it's like many elements. So you need to trust, because I mean, you need to trust that someone is doing their part of job and you are doing your part of job, and on the end it's going to work well. Yet of course, like, you can also sometimes, like, you never know. Like, you need to try, and then you will see, right? So it's that's how it is, basically.
And you learn from it.
Yes.
Yeah, you can grow and...
Yeah. And I don't remember who said it exactly. I think it was Lauder. It's this F1 driver, ex-F1 driver. He unfortunately died 2 years ago. But he was saying that, you know, he learned a lot through the wins when he was winning the races, but he learned much more on the losses, on the times when he lost. And and I think this is something which I always keep in mind. If one day it's not very successful, what lessons can we take from it and do something slightly different next time, to have the best chance to succeed?
Yeah, so it's not really a loss, really. It's a loss in the moment, but you've taken actually so much more from the experience because you've gained that. And that's something that comes up again. It's when everything goes right, then okay, you know what to do right-ish. But when things go wrong, then you really learn what not to do. And so then things can really keep going right.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
So you mentioned, so for example, your husband giving you the artwork to tell, like, I believe in you. Can you think of other moments where there's been a tiny gesture in a moment where it could be feeling very hard or under pressure or whatever, where somebody came to you or did something for you in a gesture, in a kindness, or said something? Again, other examples.
I feel like every time I finish some big project with a client and it's like, you know, X amount of hours talking, brainstorming about ideas, delivering it, once it's actually, I see, it's not even what the client said, but when I see the spark, when they see the work, and I can feel they are so happy, like they are, it's just this what they wanted. It's just so good, and it just motivates me so much. So it's actually like, you know, when I see people happy, the same artist, like when I can say to artists, like, oh, by the way, we sold out your entire thing, that's congrats. And I actually recently was talking to one of the artists on the show, and we sold most of her pieces, and she was saying that I was actually texting her, it's like, oh, we sold this and this on the first day of the show, and she was so happy. She told me later on that she was crying for like a good hour, because from like happiness, because she believed in herself. Like she was doubting, it's like, oh, is that a good collection? That was something completely new. She didn't know how people would react on it, and it was the first, you know, things we saw. And she was just so happy about that, and to give her this news. And then when she was telling me like how emotional she was about that, it was something amazing. And I was like, oh, it's like, it was worth it. It was so worth to spend so much time and energy and stress, because as you mentioned, I like to doubt myself. So I always question myself if that's a good choice.
Not just a you thing, it's an international thing. We all doubt ourselves, but yes.
Yeah. When you interact with people and people giving you those positive feedbacks, you just like, yeah, I really want to continue. Like, yeah, it's like, you can make it. Yeah, you can do that.
It's interesting, and I say it's interesting, and I know this, and I've noticed it. And it's, we diminish what we're capable of when we talk about ourselves, and yet when we have an external validation, for some reason, it means so much more. And it's illogical, because it's the same action, it's the same us, it's exactly, but for some reason, when somebody else says it to us, it has a weight, in a good way. Like, it's sort of, I'll take that as is, but if I'm telling myself, it's like, oh no, it's nothing.
Mm.
And that, decalage, the wrong language, the misalignment of the two is fascinating in a way, because it's still us showing up in the same way.
Yeah. It's like, as soon as you have this other human being, like, standing there and being happy about who you are, what you did, like, whatever it is, it's just so much more than when we are talking to ourselves about it. I mean, maybe some people who don't need this validation, because I guess it really depends on your character, but yeah, I mean, personally...
I was going to say, actually, just a thought that came into my mind. It's, humans are social beings, and therefore a social interaction makes us feel better. So the fact that we get to share that happiness with somebody else brings us joy, because we need social interactions. It's been proven over and over again. It's like, you leave us in a box. I mean, hey, quarantine in Hong Kong has done that completely. People, men with mental issues everywhere. But yeah, so maybe that's what it is. It's not just only the external validation, but it's the fact that because we are a social being and we need that social connection, the fact that we are sharing that with somebody else makes us feel that good, because that's what it is. I prefer that part of it. Just sounds better. Yeah. And also, but I know there's also an external validation, but yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to share something like that with somebody else. It's,
yeah. Well, on the end of the day, I feel that, well, I'm not sure where I would be if not my parents who gave me all this support and this love, no matter what, if I am the worst or the best in something. And then I was lucky enough that, to find Ricardo, who is so supportive and who really tried to understand what I'm onto and give me also some advices and his knowledge. So yet I do think that we should also try to motivate ourselves, not to wait for it, because it shouldn't, like, our life shouldn't happen because someone else is there to push us, right? Like, we should motivate ourselves and find a way to motivate ourselves. And before we started to record, like, I was telling you that I have this habit now that if I have some annoying thoughts, like anxieties of what will happen next with the new project, like if it's a good idea again, blah blah blah, over and over again the same thoughts, then I like to listen to podcasts. It's interviews with mostly athletes, and it's like happy place for me where I'm listening to people which they're very good at something, whatever it is, and they are sharing their struggles. And I like athletes because sport is a bit different than business. It's only one winner, and only one person will win the world championship, let's say. So those people, they need to work extremely hard. They need to sacrifice, most of them, like a lot of their socializing and like just growing up, like playing with kids. They need to work really hard, and so they will mostly lose, and you need to deal with losing. You need to deal with all the lows to go high, to go very high. And they really like this. It like motivates me so much to hear those people talking about their struggles and how they manage to get out and do what they love and cherish. So yeah, I think there is a way. There is always a way. It's to find your happy place. And for me, it can be those podcasts where I'm just feeling relaxed and happy and motivated to just fall asleep and wake up with energy for the next day. But for someone else, it can be a walk, it can be, I don't know, a good dinner somewhere. Or, so many different things which you can do yourself, not waiting for someone else to do for you.
Yeah, you've got to make your mind up. It has to come from internally as well, because I have found that if it's an external motivation, if somebody else wants you to do it, there's so much that you will be willing to do, because at the end it doesn't come from within.
Yeah.
But if it is from within first, because like you really want to do it and you're going to go for it, and then you have that external support as well, it's like you can go all the way because you've got that fuel within you that's like, this is what I'm going to go for.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you've got cheerleaders along the side. So like, yes, you can do it. We believe in you.
Yeah.
And when you fall down and you doubt yourself, then they're here to give you that boost to keep you going. And then there's times where you just can give that to yourself too.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, like, I mean, I didn't even mention it, but that was so, so good when, like, 3 years ago when I started my own thing, you were starting your own thing, our other friend was starting something, and we were sitting and just brainstorming and dreaming and exchange thoughts about what we want to do. And yeah, it's just like, it's nice to have just a simple conversation, and it doesn't need to be a business meeting or anything. It's just to share your dreams. And well, we live in Hong Kong where it's so like small. Like it's like I'm always playing against like a village. Everyone know each other, and also talking about your dreams with your dearest friends and with your family. It's always like it's. I feel like it's bringing the good luck to you, like to find the right people. You ask me like how to find people to collaborate with, and it's like start small, start to talk to your friends and imagine it and dream it, and from then like it will happen, like something will click if you really want it. The worst one is to just wait. Like when you wait, it's very unlikely that something will come. Like you just need to move somewhere, like, and yeah, you will have 100 meetings and 2 of them are going to be successful, but it's starting from 2, and then those 2 will connect you to another 4, and those 4 will connect you to another, you know, X amount, and that's how it starts. It's like the start is hard, but then later on it's easier and easier.
Yeah, when you build momentum, when you keep, because like I said, it's like getting out of like, well, starting to build the momentum, that first step. And then you're like, oh, this works. So it's like taking a slightly bigger step. It's like, oh, this works too. And you can keep on going. And it's, yeah, that's for sure. And I was just saying, meeting up wasn't just, it was talking about the goals, which also, that's an interesting thing. Because a lot of times when you're working on a project, you're afraid to share it because you don't know, then you might like break it. It might not come true. And at the same time, speaking out loud makes it so much more truer, like it's gonna happen because you actually wanna make it. And so there is that hesitation of like, how much can I share? Not yet, do I hold it? Or it's too, not precious, but it doesn't have enough strength to hold itself yet. So I wanna just wait a little bit and then eventually say it out. But that's sort of, when can I actually share to make sure that you don't get overwhelmed sometimes with questions of like, how is it going to work? And you're like, no, I've got enough to say, no, it's going to work.
Yeah.
You can put the questions aside like, no, guys, you don't understand. This is going to work. I don't have all the answers, but I know enough that it's going to work.
Yeah. It's like, especially the dreams are big, right? People will sometimes look at you as like, why did you do that? Like, why did you quit your, you know, stable paycheck job, you know, to do something which may not work out? And then there's a lot of people who are really scared to move from a place which they're not extremely happy about, only because they are scared of what is on the other side. And and a lot of people can even, so that's why I think we all have this hesitation of sharing the projects with other people, because we are worried about their advices, don't do it, you know? And then it's like, oh, if she said don't do it, you know, it's not a good idea. And then the hesitation is coming again. So it's not,
Yeah. I've gotten over that one because a couple of years ago, I would take a lot. We have a cat trying to come in. You might have heard him. A couple of years ago, it would have stopped me, and it has. Well, it's my own self and overthinking about it. But now the reasoning behind people telling you you can't do it is actually asking the questions like, what are you doing? And if they're not going after their own projects, their own dreams, and then they're telling you not to do it, right now my first reaction is like, your thoughts don't count. Like, you're not doing anything, therefore... Yeah, it doesn't matter. But yes, a couple of years ago, I struggled with that. I would self-question, doubt, and judge. And now it's being able to also ask for constructive feedback. Instead of like, what do you think about this? It's like, okay, for this specific area, for this specific way of working things, what are the options? And you also phrase it differently so that you can have the right answers and it doesn't demolish everything else you've been working on.
Yeah.
Belief and...
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is very important. Also, I think asking the right people, because there is a lot of people who have absolutely no idea. So the easiest answer, it says, don't do it, because there is no risk. and they will just say it without
this knowledge which they should have to actually answer the question. So it's about, and it's coming the
from
the
good
issue
place.
Is, the issue is just asking the right people, right? If you are thinking about starting an IT company, don't go to a chef talking about ideas, because a chef will tell you how to do a salad, not how to program something. It just doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah, this is something which I learned on the way. And it's like, it's something which, yeah, I mean, I think we all struggle, right? It's like sometimes our actually close one, they can be the toughest one. And yeah, I'm extremely lucky that my husband was supportive and understood the idea. Even he's not from art, he doesn't have an art background, but he understood what I wanted to do. And yeah, we also had a few fights on the beginning of, is that the right move, etc. And he thought not, but then he listened to me. I tried to prove to him that it's working, it's slowly, that's working. And then he kind of shifted and he was like on board with it. And it's, sometimes it takes time.
Yeah. I'm conscious of time, so I've got to wrap up. But I just want to say, hey, 3 years later and you've gone, what is it, 3 or 4 exhibitions underneath, like done. And
yeah,
there's a few more coming up. And yeah, even when I came in today and you were talking about what you're doing, I was like, you're amazing. You're like, no, it's like, yes, you are. Like, you're doing everything. You're a one person show, and from reaching out to the locations, the clients, the artists, like putting all the logistics together and making it happen. And I'm in awe always when I spend time with you and just what you make, and then going to the exhibitions on opening night and going, wow, like, this is all you.
Yeah.
It's absolutely incredible.
Oh, thank you.
So that's actually, you know what, that's also on the different side of like following people you admire, you respect, and who are going after what they truly want is a form of support in a passive way, because you're inspiring yourself of like, yes, it can be done. So anyways, I just wanted to wrap up. If you have anything else you wanted to add, any like support kind of things?
Oh my God, I don't know.
We can have another conversation later, by the way.
I think again, like, support, extremely important. It's just believe in yourself, try to find a happy space and move as quickly as possible. And that's my advice on anything. Like, it's not business only, it's also personal life. Make a decision, stick to it, and go for it. In the worst scenario, you can always go back to what you did before.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining on this. And you can find Natalia on multiple platforms. You've got the YouTube channel.
I have the YouTube channel.
Arta. I'll put all the links in the bio so you can have it and it's way easier. You don't have to write it down.
Yes, exactly.
Instagram account as well.
Instagram, website, LinkedIn.
Yeah. And you have an email list?
And I have a newsletter which you can find and you can subscribe on my website.
No, you can put the link to that as well. But yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
It was absolutely lovely. It was fun. And I would love to hear your feedback, dear listeners, of what you thought about this episode. And also, write to me, what does support look like in your life? I am curious to know. It has so many different shapes and forms. There are big gestures, there are small gestures as well every day. And so I'd love to hear from you. And you can follow me at Tara Barrow, TARABAROT, and subscribe to my newsletter also at TARABAROT.com. And you'll find everything there where the new episode podcasts get dropped, and you can get them straight into your mailbox. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.